It's been a strange night. I'm not talking about being up half the night out here in the cold. Being a servant of the high priest, I've been doing this more than once. But no, it's what's happened here tonight that's mighty strange. There I was warming myself by the fire with my mates, and all of a sudden this great hullabaloo breaks out. And into the courtyard comes this troop of the high priest's guards. Their boots are pounding on the flagstones, their shields and swords are clanging, and in the middle, this poor peasant fella. Now, here's one of the strange bits. Instead of being terrified, he looks, well, like, kind of calm-like. Like he's the one in control and the guards are just play-acting at being in charge. Anyway, as they pass me, I think, I recognize that fella. That's this Jesus of Nazareth. Not that of Nazareth is any particular compliment. I'd heard a lot about him. You'd really have to be pretty deaf not to hear. People had been saying he would be saying the most wonderful, amazing things. He'd be healing and healing the blind and the lame and the sick. Some people, believe it or not, just up and left their jobs to follow him around. I can't imagine seeing or hearing anything that would give me the guts to do something so foolhardy. I've even heard that he raised people from the dead. Well, can't believe everything you hear these days. Still, I've always wondered what it would have been like to get close to him, to have a chance to see for myself. Well, and then the next thing you know, around the corner comes this big, burly man. And I hear him asking the guards if he can warm himself by the fire. Well, as soon as I hear that accent, I know he's from up north, Galilee way. Same as this Jesus of Nazareth. And then the shekel drops. That's where I've seen him. He's one of the blokes that hangs out with Jesus all the time, close as a brother. And I think this is my lucky night. I can ask him if these wild stories are actually true. So I go up to him and say all eager like, you were with that Nazarene with Jesus. But before I have a chance to get my questions tumbling out, there's this panicky look in his eyes. And he says, I don't know what you're talking about. And he actually just turns away and scuttles off. So I'm thinking, maybe I'm mistaken. So I go over to my mates and I say, isn't that one of the guys that hangs out with this Jesus fella? And sure enough, they agree. So they go up and they say the same thing to him. And yet again, this panicked look in his eyes and this blurting out, I don't know what you're talking about. Well, not long afterwards, someone else goes up and asks him. And I'll tell you, this time he just swears a blue streak and he's pretty much shouting, I don't know this man. And then all of a sudden he goes real quiet. It's like he hears something that really spooks him. And this big, burly man starts weeping like it would just break his heart. Like I say, a strange night. But now I hear my mistress calling. She must have been wakened by all the kerfuffle around here. So I'm going to have to go and give her that flagon of spiced wine to get her settled back to sleep. Still, I sure wish I had got some of those answers. But wait, there's always tomorrow. Tomorrow, when this Jesus is back out on the street, I'm going to make a point of getting up close to him, close enough to see if he'd even spare a thought for this simple servant girl. Ha, yeah, there's always tomorrow.